older and wiser with Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyireland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
For today's Older and Wiser, Archie and I have popped out to ride to All Saints Church, to Independent Arts and their sing-about group. We are super excited about this. I mean, who doesn't love a sing-along, a sing-about, a social? Archie loves a bit of a dance, so we're going to go in and meet the ladies and gents that meet weekly to sing their hearts out. You're a singing practitioner with Independent Arts, and you're leading this sing about. Yes. Now tell us, what does it involve? What does a sing about mean to the people, and what do you do?
It means to the people that they've got somewhere to go every week where they will be welcomed, where they can meet new people, where they can enjoy a love of singing together and have some fun.
What kind of stuff do you cover in your repertoire?
Absolutely everything. Anything from 20s right up until modern day. We sing We'll Meet Again to Budapest, you know, absolutely everything. And even the people that you really wouldn't think would request something. Like, you know, we had sort of an 80-year-old lady look at me and go, I love Bob Marley. You know, so things you just wouldn't expect to come out, and we'll have a go at everything. Bohemian Rhapsody, yeah, brilliant.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, we've got about 25-ish in the group, all different ages, all different abilities. Some who'd say they really love singing and can sing, and some who say, oh, I can't sing, but I join in. Mm. We get song sheets and just sing along. Yeah, it's really lovely. It is a sing about.
Yeah. What do you think the benefits are?
Health benefits. You're meeting people. Some days we are the only people that people speak to.
Yeah.
I think getting people out about, it gets me out. You know, I've got a little boy, it gets me out of the house as well. Mm. It gets me socialising. So health benefits are brilliant. People get tea and cake, you know, it's not a meal, but it's something to have during the day.
It's a really nice focus, isn't it?
It is.
You have to leave the house, but it's something really positive.
Yes. And it's 2 hours. The breathing benefits of singing as well are brilliant. It just brings people together.
And tell us, what's your age range of your participants?
Our youngest, I would say, is late 20s, and our eldest, not that I've asked, but I think they are late 90s.
Gosh.
So we've got really wide, and we've got quite a few men, which is rare. More ladies, but we've got quite a few men as well. And a lot of them join other Independent Arts things as well, so that, you know, they go to the Anxiety Cafe and things like that. So, but we cover quite a big area. We've even have a lady coming from Newport. She comes to the Ride Group.
Great. And you've mentioned that the age range is quite varied, you know, it's from 20s up until, you know, 90s. That in itself has got huge benefits, hasn't it? You know, you're kind of, you're cross cultures and you're sharing, yes, perspectives, aren't you?
We are. Some weeks we have a themed week. So like last week we had the Beatles week. And we had a couple of people where I saw the Beatles, and suddenly you get a whole story from somebody. Mm. Or one lady used to entertain the troops. And you just get stories that you're never, ever, ever going to get in any other group.
Yeah. What's would you say as a practitioner, what keeps you motivated and coming back every week?
The fact that they come back every week, because if they didn't enjoy it, they wouldn't come back.
Yeah. It's a whole heap of happiness, really, isn't it?
I think so. And I like to try and keep things different. I like to put themes in. I do requests as well. So if people come up to me and say, I would really like to sing this, then we'll do it the following week. Mm-hmm. So people are included. It's not just my choice. It's their choice. It's their group. Yeah. You know, I could come here every week and choose the music and people sing what I want to sing. But, you know, what's the point in that? We are a group, so we will sing what they want to sing.
It's like a collaboration, isn't
yes.
it, really?
Yeah, even if we sing the same thing every week. You know, we always do Over the Rainbow every week because we do it with the British Sign Language. And it's things that people can relate to. It's easy to sing, and it just, yeah, it just really brings people together.
And why don't you let us know what's happening today then? Today is quite a special day.
It is. I've been with Independent Arts 10 months. Last week was my little boy's birthday, and this week is my birthday. So we always celebrate birthdays in our ride group. And I haven't told everybody it's my birthday, but now obviously they know. So I've got my friend Simon coming to play the piano. We are having a birthday party that I've invited everybody to today. A surprise party that I've organised myself.
Way to do it, really.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what are we going to sing today? What are we expecting?
Ooh, there'll be sort of like your Cockney pub classics, like Maybe It's Because I'm a Londoner, My Old Man, a bit of Carpenters, bit of B's, 60s. The pianist's really good. He's any other style, you know, as well, makes it a bit funny. So, yeah, it's good.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Abby, you're a volunteer with Independent Arts, and this is your third week of Sing About. Tell us, what inspired you to help out with Independent Arts?
I love singing, and I wanted to rekindle my singship, if that's the right word.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to do some kind of volunteering, so trying to match the two together was very good. Yeah. I live in Ryde, so being able to come on the bus, it's two buses, but to be able to come on the bus and just do 2 hours a week for voluntary, just really up my strength.
Yeah, and what do you think volunteering gives back to you personally?
It's very rewarding. You know, I could be at home now reading a book or, don't know, other stuff, but just doing something in my afternoon is quite nice. It breaks up my week as well.
Yeah, because it's a really nice focus, isn't it? And I find social things like this, they make you sparkle afterwards.
Yeah.
You go and you're like, we're walking on air a bit. And you must find that with singing, because that's what it does to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's really lovely that Hannah is such a good organiser of the group. She has such a lovely voice. I don't know if you've heard her sing. And what's nice as well, I find, for the other people that come taking part, is it's almost like a social thing as well. Almost as if it's like, oh, hi there, you okay? You know, I saw you last week. I might not know your name, but, you know, I remember your face.
Yeah. And you're part of that tribe, aren't you? And that's a really nice sense of belonging. And Hannah was just saying that, you know, some people might not socially see many people during the week, so for this it's such a highlight. And I mean, that's makes me pretty emotional thinking that people are quite isolated and this is giving them an outlet.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I mean, I would probably be isolated if I didn't come here, so it's quite good to have that little break as well. So
yeah.
But I thought the choir was the ones that went round elderly homes, and apparently there is that to do if you want to.
Yeah.
But I actually prefer this, but because I think with this you meet people more.
Yeah, it's a bit more relaxed, isn't it? You're kind of performing in the round, so you're all looking at each other in that kind of lovely togetherness spirit, but there's no pressure. If you don't sing very well, because I can't sing very well, but you can still perform.
But the songs are good. My first time I came, we did the Beach Boys.
Oh, wow.
Is it Vibrations?
Yeah.
And it's just like, there's one song we did it too fast, we had to do it again. But no, it's very enjoyable.
Okay, what would you say is your favourite song to sing? That's quite a difficult question, isn't it? But I'm going to put you on the spot. Or something that you've sung so far you think amazing.
I quite like Jolene.
Me too! I'm a huge Dolly fan.
Yeah, she's really... Hannah is so good at Jolene. She made us stop.
Yeah.
Because she said, you're going too fast.
Everyone's too excited about singing Dolly.
Yeah, so we had to sing back. We had to start again.
I might even ask if we can sing Jolene today. I put a request in specially.
She loves Jolene.
My goodness. Okay, we're doing it, Abby.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very
That's
much.
That's right. You're very positive. Very positive. You're very welcome, I meant to say.
Simon is the pianist today. You're also a salt man.
I am indeed.
So how do pianos and salt go together?
I think they go absolutely marvellous together, but don't put them together as in at the same time.
No, bad things would happen.
These things sort of... What actually happens is I was a trained musician and I decided to come back to the Isle of Wight and decide what to do. But I've kept the music on because I absolutely love it. So Hannah very kindly invited me here to play for the folks today.
That's absolutely wonderful. Now, kind of when you were in your training, what would you say? Who's your inspirational musician out there?
Oh, crikey. A pianist called Vladimir Ashkenazy, who's a Russian pianist who was very, very, very big in the 60s, 70s, 80s, but still about now. Absolutely superb virtuoso. But I love jazz as well. I love Fats Waller, Jerry Roll Morton, Oscar Peterson. So very eclectic sense of taste.
Great. Today, you're going to be playing some proper... pub classics.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My father was a very keen musician. He was a tenor. My mother was a soprano, but my father was in the East End of London and is brought up in that old grand tradition. So he got me onto the piano and he sang along and gave me the old clip round the ear when I got it wrong.
On the old Joanna?
On the old Joanna, yes, absolutely. So he would sing all the classics, My Old Man, Any Old Iron, all that sort of stuff. But in his marvellous bass baritone voice, well, I won't say tenor, but bass baritone at times. And, he got me into it. So I'm very, very blessed to have had that upbringing.
You've clearly got music in your genes then. It's flowing through your veins.
Thank you, yes, indeed.
Alongside the salt.
Yeah, yeah. Well, alongside the salt. My dad was a farmer as well, so I think... In a sense, I mean, he farmed pigs and he also sang. So I'm farming salt and I'm playing the piano. So there's a certain parallel, I would have thought.
Lovely. Thank you very much. I can't wait to hear some of your tunes later, Si.
Bless you. Thank you very much indeed.
So the lovely Hannah G, you've come to the Sing About today. This
yes.
is one of your babies. Now, can you describe the atmosphere to our listeners? Because it's just wonderful, isn't it?
It is. This group we're here about today at Ride has been running for nearly 8 years now. So we've got a real sense of community. We've got people who've been coming week in, week out for a really long time. We're very relaxed, so it doesn't matter if you're late, you can rock up when you want to, and if you need to go home early, that's all right as well. And the whole idea is just come along, have a bit of fun. You don't need to be able to sing.
Good, because I can't sing.
No, what you need to be able to do is enjoy yourself.
That's the best thing, isn't it? What do you think the participants get out of it?
Well, obviously singing's really good for you, makes you feel fantastic. So we've got all those recognised health benefits, and there's more studies coming out all the time, which is the scientific bit. But most of all, they get to come along here, see their friends, have a chat, have a sing, have a cup of tea together. They get to choose some of the music as well, so they sing their favourites. And yeah, that's what they get out of coming here every week.
Yeah, so Hannah was saying that she likes to theme things. They've had a Beatles day. Today is very special, you know, pub classics, let's call it.
Sing around the piano.
Yeah, around the old Joanna.
Yeah, and then we've got, we do a big sing about together every year for celebrating Age Week, and that's going to be an afternoon with ABBA.
Oh.
So if any of your listeners want to come along, it's the first Wednesday in October, which I think is Wednesday the 2nd at Newport Methodist Church on Quay Street. Don't need to be a sing about person, you can just come in off the street and have a sing with us, and it's going to be an afternoon of ABBA classics.
So we've come to Ride today. And you've just mentioned the Age UK, Celebrating Age Festival. Tell us about the other groups across the island for Sing About.
Yeah, so we run on a weekly basis, Monday mornings in Freshwater, Monday afternoon here in Ryde, Tuesday afternoons in Newport, Thursday afternoons in East Cowes, and Friday mornings we do Ventnor and Lake. And then once a fortnight, we're upstairs in Sandown Library on a Thursday afternoon, and we also do pop-ups in Yarmouth, Wootton and Benbridge in the first week of the month. But the best thing to do is give us a ring and we can give you all the details if you want to join in.
What's your number?
It's 822 437, or we have a fantastic website which is independentarts.org.uk.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm here with Fran and Derek. You're regulars at Singabout. Fran, what keeps you coming back every week?
Hannah and the people.
And what does it mean to you when you come to Singabout?
I don't know. What do you say?
What does it mean when?
When you come to Singabout, what does it mean? What does it feel like? And
it's a relief, because I like singing. You know, it's great. I love it.
You can put some requests in. That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Sure. We're very fond of Hannah. She's a sweetie. She's very good. A good all-rounder and loves musicals. We've grown up in London and I love our musicals too. So, yeah.
So when you come here, you can put that leotard on and channel Cats.
That's an interesting way of putting it. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And Fran, what is your favourite thing to sing?
I have to be honest, I think it's ABBA, really. It's one of the easiest things to sing, yes.
And they're such good tunes, though,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yes.
And they make you feel really happy.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, yes, yeah. Very good.
And Derek, so would you choose a West End classic?
Or I would indeed. I'd go Les Mis, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, anything from Les Mis just rouses your spirit, doesn't it? Gets you feel like you want to march and maybe protest.
It's all the revolutionary stuff, yes.
Teresa, you're a regular at the Singabout. What does it mean to you?
It means such a lot, because I think I've been coming here, I'd have to check, but I reckon 8 years.
Gosh, that's a long time.
Yeah, so I've seen a couple of leaders come and go. And it's just a very fluid group. You don't have to come. If something else comes up, you know, that's fine, not a problem. We see a lot of different faces. And singing is really good for people. And we don't have to be able to sing. If you heard me sing, you would cringe. Please do not ask me to sing.
I'm the same. I don't sing. I mean, I sing badly and love it. Can you describe the atmosphere of this Singabout to our listeners?
Laid back, relaxed, chilled.
And is it really lovely and social?
Yeah, I mean, we'd keep an eye on each other. We're not good friends with everybody, but we notice if people are missing and think, it's good.
It's a bit of a different week. Two from My Fair Lady, please. We have All I Want Is a Room Somewhere. It's not in that one, I don't think.
Is it in this one? Is it in this
I don't think so.
Is it in this one?
No.
Is it in this one?
Older and wiser with Age-Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.